You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I actually got out and did more manual labor this weekend. I know you're going to fall over and have a heart attack.
What?
We've got some sort of this pergola thing on the back deck, and the lady who lived here before had planted something. I'm going to screw this up. I'm going to guess that it's, because Gretchen told me, and I've forgotten, but I think it's called Japanese mulberry.
Okay.
It's Japanese something. Anyway, it's non-native, so it's an invasive species that this lady planted, and it just has been, like, swarming all over this thing, and I've just spent hours yesterday
hacking away at it.
Getting it all up on a ladder and doing everything else. So now it's a question of how to dispose of it, because you don't want to just throw it out in the wild, Eric, because that's the whole idea. Get rid of it. You don't want it to spread anymore. So, manual labor for me this weekend, Jeremy.
I was still sopping up water. We still have a leak up in the top of our roof chimney area, and we've called numerous roofers, and we're on numerous waiting lists right now.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, I woke up last night about midnight, and I could hear the rain hitting the roof, and I was like, here we go again. It's still just dripping down into my gas fireplace and then down into the basement.
Is there a way you can go up and put like some sort of
plastic or something
over it?
I've been forbidden to get on the roof, so I'm not allowed to get on the roof anymore. My wife does not want me to fall off the very steep two-story roof.
I get that.
So no, I'll just sit and wait. I'll just get the little heater fans out and just keep, you know, letting those run.
That sucks, man.
It really does suck.
The other little thing that I want to tell you that I did this weekend, I've finally caught up to you. Finished Better Call Saul.
Dang, you flew through it.
You really got into it over this last week. How did you feel about the ending?
I was satisfied. I was fine.
Were you?
Yeah, I was fine with it.
I wasn't dissatisfied. I wasn't satisfied. I would give it like a B-.
Okay.
But it dawned on me again. I was thinking about it as I went to bed last night, and I was thinking about how difficult it must be to wrap up a series. I mean, think about, you know, when Game of Thrones ended and people were so bothered by that ending. And you think of some of the other big hit shows and how they ended. Like Breaking Bad ended well, I thought. Better Call Saul.
Well, it's weird because you know it automatically will progress into the Breaking Bad series, so you kind of have to like put that in your head too, that it's not really ending. It ended, but it didn't end because it technically could go into the Breaking Bad.
Sort of, except the last episode is after Breaking Bad.
Yeah. So
here's what I found out. I did some searching because I'm absolutely in love with Rhea Seehorn. That's the woman who plays Kim Wexler.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who did Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, he has signed her for his new show that he's going to be doing.
There you go.
I heard it might be a sci-fi series.
Okay.
But Kim Wexler, whom I'm absolutely in love with.
Get to see her again.
Apparently is going to be in some new Vince Gilligan show. So.
Yeah. All right. That's
anyway,
cool.
So that's going on. What else is going on in your world?
I just keep waking up to these emails coming in at 1 a.m. I'm trying to decipher if it's legitimate or if these are phishing schemes. This happened one time before, about 6 months ago, and I ignored it, but now they're coming in again, where I get emails regarding another email account using my email as the recovery email. And so then my email provider will send me a code, a request to access my account to use this new email as the recovery. And then last night another one came in that says this account has been recovered successfully. The one that's using mine is the backup. And it's very legitimate, professional-looking emails that I'm getting. You know, if you don't recognize this account, click here to remove it, that type of stuff.
Don't click.
I know, don't click, right? I want to click. but I've been watching numerous videos about this. Some say it's legit. Some say it is really a phishing thing. And the best thing to do is supposedly remove it, because when you do click on it, then it alerts that other account that this is an active email and they can start sending you phishing stuff even more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of a gut sinking, gut punch feeling when your email comes up and says it's being used as a backup for another account. Yeah. Slightly concerning, right?
Yeah, and all you need to really do, I think, is go in and just to be safe, just change passwords again.
I've changed passwords. Yeah, done the 2, 3, 4 authentications, all that. You know, what's weird is, you know, you're seeing this kind of stuff pop up and wondering if they have access to your email and all that. And then looking at your email when you started it over 10, 11, 12 years ago and kind of going through it all, like if somebody were to get in, they'd have access to a lot of stuff. It's really concerning, yeah. Like how much you have saved in your email. Very personal things from, like, you know, wills to, contracts at work to purchasing houses, all that information in there.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, this is kind of scary.
It is. And there's a lot of creeps out there. And
there
I've
is, man.
Always advocated that they need to have tougher rules. They need to have a team that tracks down the people who do this and then really, really
Just chops
tough,
their fingers,
you know,
off.
Consequences. I said cut their hands off, and people got mad at me for saying that. But I mean, these are like the scum of the earth. If you are actively trying to ruin people's lives, I have no sympathy for you
at
whatsoever.
All, none.
Anything that your goal is to ruin someone's life. So why am I supposed to feel sorry for these people? I'm like, throw the book at them, man.
Absolutely. All
throw
day
the book
long.
At them. I have a personal email account that I've had since the 90s. And I've seen every kind of attempt to, I'll get an email that is allegedly from my own account, and it'll say, as you can see, we have hacked into your account. And I'm like, well, no, it's just a program you can use that does that. But they, you know, they'll do everything they can to try to ruin your life and steal all your money, steal all your things. And I don't think it has been a big enough issue in my mind, in my opinion, of dealing with these people. And I know a lot of them are overseas and they're offshore, and I get that. But I want to go after them so bad.
The other thing that's eye-opening is how many, you know, going through all my email, because I'm like, what can they get into? I'm deleting a lot of stuff. And just how willy-nilly we are with handing out your email address to various businesses. You go into, like, you know, Hot Topic and buy a T-shirt. And they're like, what's your email? You know, and you just hand it over. And I am going to throw the brakes on that, like, immediately. I'm just done giving out my email address to all these companies. It's too much. They don't need it. Yeah. It's all for marketing, and then they get hacked, and then all your data gets stolen, you know?
Yeah, one solution to that is to come up with just your BS. It works,
and
you
BS
can check
email.
It, but just one BS, like Gmail account that's free.
Yep.
And that's the one you give to all the jerks, you know, on all the stores and things like that, because they can't get to anything else.
Correct, yeah. That's
it's
the best
just,
thing to do.
If you want my...
Or just don't give them an email at all. Hot Topic.
Or don't give it at all, but if you, there are ones that you have to, you can give them this extra one that's not tied to anything else, and you go in like once a month and check it or
make
something.
It ridiculous too, you know. Eat my shorts 79 at Gmail.